Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and I'll be your host on this journey of creative exploration, where the boundaries between words and imagination blur. New episodes of Prompted will be released every Monday, so be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or you can listen directly from our website, thepromptedpodcast.org. In each episode, I explore creative writing through in-depth discussions in our deep dive segments. I will also feature my own original poetry and other writing inspired by the writing prompts from the previous week. And to keep it going, I'll share a new writing prompt at the end for you to try. I'd love to see what you're working on. Share your writing with me using the hashtag #PromptedPodcast on Blue Sky. I'm always eager to connect with listeners and hear how the prompts are inspiring you. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's creative writing journey. On this episode of Prompted, we're digging into the messy, beautiful connection between mental health and creativity, and how writing can sometimes be more than just storytelling. It can be survival. It can be clearing space. It can be therapy, even when it doesn't feel like it. Personally, I use writing as therapy. It helps to clear the voices as well as calm them. And when life gets loud, when anxiety spikes, when moods swing, when the world feels too big or too fast, writing becomes a way to breathe again. Ever have a day when your mind just won't quiet down? Thoughts racing, emotions crashing into each other, like a thunderstorm with no end in sight. On days like that, it's easy to feel like writing is impossible. But sometimes, those are the days when writing matters the most. You don't have to wait for the storm to pass. You don't have to be okay first. You can write right through it, messy, raw, unfiltered, and in the process, you might just find a little more space to breathe. Today, we're talking about how the storms inside us shape our writing, and how writing, in turn, can help us weather the storms. We'll also look at how writing prompts can be a surprisingly powerful tool when your mind feels too cluttered to even know where to start. Why writing through the storm matters. Mental health is chaotic, but it's also part of what makes us human. Whether we like it or not, those mental struggles, anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, and others, often seep into our writing. They shape our characters, fuel our plots, and sometimes even become the story itself. And that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. Writing can be your safe space, your quiet refuge when everything else feels loud. Writing through the storm isn't about pretending everything is fine. It's about acknowledging that you're not okay and letting that be enough to write something real. Sometimes the best stories come from a place of struggle. The best poetry can't be separated from the pain that inspired it. The most powerful moments on a page often come when we allow ourselves to be messy, to write through the storm instead of waiting for the clouds to part. When you write through the storm, you aren't trying to fix your mental health. You're simply giving yourself permission to exist in it. You let the chaos speak through the words, and in return, you often find a little clarity. Writing can become a tool for understanding yourself, your feelings, your triggers, your raw emotional state. And in doing so, it offers a sense of release, even if it's just for a moment. How writing offers therapy. It's not about making everything perfect or about solving anything. Writing through the storm doesn't mean you'll come up with a neat, tidy resolution, but it does give you space to express, to release, and to process what's going on inside. Think of writing like a conversation with yourself. When things get loud in your mind, writing becomes a way to stop the noise for a second, to put the chaos into words, and maybe even feel heard, even if it's just by yourself. In those moments, when the voices get overwhelming, or when your anxiety is running at full speed, writing can be that moment of pause. It can offer a break from the emotional noise, a chance to step outside the storm just for a moment. You don't need to have everything figured out. You don't need to have a clear direction for your writing. The most important thing is that you're giving yourself permission to write anyway, no matter how stormy the mental landscape might be. How writing prompts can help. When you're stuck in your head, writing can feel impossible. Everything's jumbled, everything feels huge. But writing prompts? They can serve as kind of an anchor. Writing prompts can offer a way to channel that chaos onto the page. They can give you something to hold on to, something to start when it feels like you're drowning in your own thoughts. Sometimes you don't need a perfect idea to begin writing. You need a starting point, something simple that doesn't ask you to figure everything out all at once. Let's break it down. Give yourself permission to write without judgment. When you're writing through the storm, there's no need to be perfect. Writing prompts can help you drop the expectations. You don't need to write a masterpiece. You just need to write. Start small, one line, one thought, one sentence at a time. Use prompts to get out of your own head. Sometimes the best way to break out of a mental spiral is to get outside yourself by focusing on something other than your inner noise. If you're stuck, try a prompt like, write about a storm from someone else's point of view, or describe a character who's struggling with a decision but doesn't yet know why, or write a scene where someone is trying to calm themselves, but they can't stop thinking about their worries. These kind of prompts take the focus off your personal experience and give you something to play with. It's like stepping outside of your mind and putting your emotions into a different context. Let the prompt lead you. Don't worry about where the prompt will take you. Let it wander. The beauty of prompts is that they give you the freedom to follow the rhythm of your thoughts without needing to know the end before you start. A lot of times, writing through the storm isn't about having a clear destination. It's about following the flow of the words, seeing where they go, and allowing the story to unfold in a way that feels true to the moment. Writing through the storm is messy. It's imperfect. It's raw. But that's what makes it real. And in many ways, that's what makes it healing. Here's a challenge for you this week. Pick a writing prompt and let it take you somewhere unexpected. Let it guide you into a place where you can let your thoughts flow freely. Don't worry about making it neat. Don't worry about making it good. Just let it be what it is. Here's some quick tips to keep in mind. Let yourself be messy. Sometimes the first draft is all chaos, and that's okay. Writing through the storm doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to happen. Use prompts to break the cycle. When you're stuck in your own mind, prompts can help you break free and shift your focus. Be kind to yourself. Writing through mental health struggles can feel heavy, but remember, this is your space to express, not to be perfect. Let your emotions lead. If your mind is all over the place, don't force it into order. Let your feelings take the reins and see where they lead. Normally, I share three stories, but this week I'm sharing one, and I think it holds enough on its own. The story was inspired by a unique writing prompt consisting of three words, cloudless, vibrant, and glass. And one very specific rule, you weren't allowed to use them within the writing, so you can't reference the prompts directly. This week's episode is a conversation about mental health and creative writing, something close to my own experience. I live with anxiety and bipolar disorder, and for me, writing has always been more than expression. It's survival, it's connection, it's how I turn the chaos into something I can hold, even if just for a few pages. So today's piece was born from that place of needing light, of discovering meaning inside the quiet moments, of making peace with the ups and downs that shape my writer's life. The story is called The Light Library. So, let's take a breath, get comfortable, and step inside. Some afternoons arrive like exhalations. No storm in the mind, no shadows stitched to the souls, just stillness, rare, weightless. On one of those afternoons, I noticed the crack, a hairline fracture in the wall near the mirror, faint but growing. It hadn't been there before. I tilted my head, leaned in, and ran a cautious finger across it. I don't usually chase mysteries. I live too deep inside my own. But that day, I pressed. The wall gave away like softened bark, and the crack widened just enough to slip through sideways, breath held, heart knocking. Inside, light. Not harsh, not artificial, the soft glow of something alive. It was a room. A library, maybe. Not in the traditional sense, no Dewey Decimal System or dusty card catalogs. Just shelves that curved like waves, walls that shimmered faintly, and books. Hundreds of them. Possibly more. I reached for one, its spine cool beneath my fingertips. No title, just a symbol etched in silver. I opened it and read the first line aloud. It was my handwriting, but I'd never written it. Each book was the same, a memory I hadn't lived yet, a scene from a life that felt like mine, but wasn't. Fragments of dreams I hadn't remembered, or stories that might someday arrive in a breathless midnight fit of writing. I visited often, not every day. The door only appeared when my mind settled into that narrow space between chaos and collapse. Sometimes I'd read only a page. Other times, I'd spend what felt like hours soaking in sentences, borrowing rhythm and tone, then returning to my desk to let the stories translate themselves into real ink onto real paper. Not copying, never that, just listening, then interpreting. The library wasn't an escape. It didn't erase the downswings or calm the highs. I still had days I couldn't move, nights I couldn't sleep, but it gave me something else, an anchor, a private place inside myself where everything that fractured could coexist, quietly, without judgment. Some of the books made me weep. Others made me laugh in ways I hadn't in years, out loud, with sound. All of them reminded me that creation isn't just output, it's witnessing. It's being present enough to notice the hidden doorways. I haven't told anyone about it. Part of me wonders if it's real, but I know the stories are. I write now with a steadier hand, not always confident, rarely fast, but honest. I've stopped waiting for the perfect mental state to begin. I write when I can and rest when I must. And when the crack appears again, when the light glows just right, I go back. There are still shelves I haven't reached, whole sections I've never dared open. But I will, one book at a time. Because even in solitude, even in storms, there is a room inside me where the light awaits, and stories are always waiting to be found. The first poem comes from two writing prompt words, blue and dynamic. On the surface, they might seem to pull in opposite directions, one suggesting stillness, the other suggesting movement. But for someone living with bipolar disorder, these words take on an entirely different meaning. Imagine the world on a day when your mind can't quite settle, when the weight of everything feels too much. That's the blue moment, when the thoughts slow, the air feels thick, and your body is caught in a stillness you can't escape. But then, as if on cue, something shifts. The stillness breaks, the energy spikes, and suddenly you're riding a wave of creativity, a surge of ideas, a racing mind that won't slow down. That's the dynamic moment, the unpredictable highs, the rush of feeling alive, even when it's too much to handle. Some days, the weight pulls, thoughts slow, like the calm before a storm. Then, a shift. I race, mind spinning, too fast to hold. I burn bright, chasing what's fleeting, only to fade again. But the pen stays, even when I don't. The second poem was written in response to a single word prompt, Nirvana. That's Nirvana. The full prompt asked, what does your version of peace feel like? There were no other rules, just an invitation to reflect on that feeling and follow where it led. For me, peace is elusive. I live with anxiety and bipolar disorder, and stillness isn't something that comes easy. But when I'm writing, especially when the words land just right, I get a taste of control. Maybe not peace in the traditional sense, but something close enough to name it. I write to hush the static, to trick the panic into thinking I'm in charge. Call it peace, call it nirvana, I call it survival. Bipolar swings don't wait for permission, but the page listens. Line by line, I bleed it quiet, and for a breath, I win. The third poem, which is a limerick, was inspired by the writing prompt metal, M-E-T-A-L, which is one of the five elements in traditional Chinese medicine, alongside wood, fire, earth, and water. These elements don't just describe the physical world, they represent relationships, transformations, and inner states of being. I wrote this limerick exploring what happens when those elements fall out of balance, when the cycle that sustains life breaks down. Here's the piece. Fire melted the metal to mush, then earth fell apart in a rush. Wood snapped in two while water withdrew, and balance was silenced to hush. Last week's writing prompt challenge was to write a paragraph and then remove all the verbs. No running, no speaking, no is or are, just the leftover pieces, the bones of the sentence. What kind of rhythm appears when action disappears? I decided to use a short piece of flash fiction I'd written for another prompt. First, I'll read the original story, then I'll read the version with all the verbs stripped away. And yes, this is more than just a paragraph, but it was such a unique story, I thought it would be fun. When you hear the stripped version of the story, it reads like a stylized poetic inventory, a catalog of chaos and concept. The loss of verbs reveals a new rhythm, clipped, image-heavy, almost cinematic in its freeze frames. The story is called Plot Twist. Now here's the original. Dirk meant to steal a best-selling manuscript. Instead, he tripped over a simile, knocked over the speculative fiction display, and accidentally set the memoir wing on fire. Security gave chase. Three interns in genre-specific armor. Romance wielded a bouquet of knives. Sci-fi had a jetpack made of blurbs. And mystery just vanished when Dirk looked at him. He escaped by disguising himself as a poorly formatted ebook and tumbling into the service elevator. Empty-handed, slightly on fire, and covered in loose adverbs, Dirk assumed the mission was a bust. But by morning, a publisher had optioned the security footage. Raw, urgent, postmodern Keystone Cops meets NaNoWriMo. That's NaNoWriMo. They called it Performance Lit, gave him a three-book deal. The contract came with one condition, an additional disaster filmed quarterly. Dirk hasn't stopped falling since. And now, the same story, but no verbs. Listen to what's left behind when the action is stripped away. Dirk, a best-selling manuscript. A simile, the speculative fiction display. The memoir wing. Security, three interns in genre-specific armor. Romance, a bouquet of knives. Sci-fi, a jetpack made of blurbs. Mystery, vanishing acts and sideways glances. A poorly formatted ebook, the service elevator. Empty-handed, slightly on fire, loose adverbs, a mission. By morning, a publisher, the security footage. Raw, urgent, postmodern Keystone Cops meets NaNoWriMo. Performance lit, a three-book deal. One condition, an additional disaster, quarterly. Dirk, a descent without end. This week's prompt will take you on a little adventure. Here it is. Describe an ordinary place, like a grocery store or your kitchen, where everything is just a little off, but no one else seems to notice. As usual, I'll share my response to this prompt on the next episode. I'd love to see what you come up with. Share your response on Blue Sky using the hashtag PromptedPodcast. Flash fiction, poetry, a single line, whatever the prompt sparks. Happy writing! Thank you for listening to another episode of Prompted, where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. Be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, or find us on your favorite podcast platform.